I always had a private doctor. I didn't think I needed VA care. Then I learned VA is ranked above private care systems nearby and costs less. I'm getting the best care of my life with providers trained to treat veterans. Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for this hyper amount of benefits mentioned here.
It is a great day to be alive in Pittsburgh, PA. Welcome in, friends. Good afternoon, friends, Yinzers, countrymen. It's Cabali and Mac. He's Mark Cabali. I'm Chris Mack. I have no idea what the hell it's doing outside. We're not going to complain about the weather like old men, though, even though it was 60 degrees and sunny yesterday, and it's currently snowing, and there were hurricane force winds overnight. Because even though we're old men, we're not going to talk like it. All right, Kabooms, you good?
Yeah, I was up during that big rain blast about 3:15 a.m.
You're always awake.
I was like, what the hell is that?
Nothing wakes me up, but that woke me up. It sounded like our house was going to lift off and fly.
Yes,
away.
I was like, what in the world? It's raining.
So to all Ians in Western PA, if you don't like the weather, just wait 5 minutes. You know how it works in Pittsburgh. We got a lot to get to today, like the Steelers trying to stay hot as they go to Detroit to take on the Lions, who are fighting for their playoff lives. Who's going to be in? Who's going to be out? Especially on the defensive side of the ball. All worth talking about. Kaboom actually gained some ground on me in the picks last night in Thursday Night Football. We'll get into that in just a second, too. And a surprising number on Aaron Rodgers against the Detroit Lions that kind of jumped out to me. We'll get into that a little bit later as well. Plus the 412 days of Christmas. I don't know how we'll give it away yet. And we've got all kind. We'll have to give some away off the air over the next couple days as well, because we get all kinds of great gear from Shop 412. But today, look at this. I'm not even pulling it out of the wrapping. That's sealed for your protection. That is a 412 Mitchell and Ness crew neck sweatshirt.
That looks like almost it says Uniontown on it.
Where do you get Uniontown?
Yeah, you see the U, you see the O, right, N, you see the T.
412.
But you don't see the four. But
no, it's F. F-O.
But you don't see it with you holding it up, I'm saying.
We'll give that away before the end of the show, and we'll have some other good stuff over the weekend as well, because we want to unload it all before Christmas gets here on Thursday. Quick programming note, next week, obviously we're going to do a post-game show after the Lions game, and then we'll take a few days off until we do a preview episode for the Browns game next Friday, so we can actually, you know, enjoy a little downtime, as it were. But thanks to the Dan Heck team for supporting the show. We appreciate them. They've been on board since the very beginning. And if you're looking to buy or sell a home in the Pittsburgh area, they're the people to take care of you, the entire team, ready, willing, and able to take the stress, as much of it as possible, off your plate this holiday season. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, Dan, Michelle, Jeremy, John, Keith, Heather, Mike, Tia, the whole team, check it out, heckteamhomes.com, H-A-E-C-K, heckteamhomes.com. We appreciate the Dan Heck team for being on board here, Cabali and Mac. Before we get into the Steelers and whether TJ is available or not, I would think not. Whether Nick Herbig is available or not, Derek Harmon, all those guys on the defensive side of the ball. Let's start with a fundamental misunderstanding of the rules by you in Thursday Night Football
rules. I understand the rules. I'm just saying the rules stupid.
Why is it stupid that a backwards pass is a live ball?
Why? First of all, it was a deflected pass. It was
he threw it laterally.
I mean, even Sean McVay, Mr. Guru of all gurus, like, this is kind of strange, man. That is not the intent of the rule of a forward or lateral. You know what I'm saying? This was a failed two-point conversion, period. He threw it. It got knocked down. It was an eighth of an inch behind the line. It went forward. Who the hell says you can advance fumbles forward now or whatever the hell it is. I thought you couldn't advance balls forward. It just smelled bad. If it smells bad, the rule sucks. It needs to be changed.
Okay, so let's admit that it was a goofy scenario where Darnold threw it a lateral.
It's probably never happened before.
Right? Wasn't recognized as a lateral at the time. You had a whole bunch of zebras going like this, the incomplete pass sign, but no whistle blown. And so Zach Charbonnet just picks up the football while he's standing just over the goal line, and it ends up counting as a two-point conversion. What is the fix for that, Mark? What are we supposed to do?
I don't know.
That's the problem.
Maybe do small steps and say two-point conversion. I don't know. I mean, the intent was to throw the ball. I mean, the bottom line is there was no intent of lateral on that pass. And even maybe advance it forward. That's another thing, too. You can't advance a fumble or a backward pass forward if it hits the ground. I don't know. I'm not on the damn competition committee, but something's...
Well, no, but I get what you're saying. It looked weird. It was goofy. And we all sat there for 5 minutes while they reviewed the thing and got it right. But they did get it right by the letter of the law. They got the call right.
Yeah, I'm just saying the rule's stupid.
So what if the ball had been deflected and the Rams had picked it up and run it back the other way?
I would say that would be the start of it. You have to pick up the ball behind the line of scrimmage in order to advance it.
The problem was the ball was contacted behind the line of scrimmage. Like, it was deflected behind the line of scrimmage. It's not like it went over the line of scrimmage and got deflected, and now we're going into immaculate reception territory and Jack Tatum and Frenchie Fuqua and all that nonsense from 50 years ago. I just think it was a weird thing that happened, and you got to live with it.
Well, you don't have to live with it. You can live with it now, yeah, but I'm just saying in the future, it's a rule that I would look at and say we have to do something to not allow this to happen again, or they might not care about it because it will happen once every 110 years.
Yeah. I mean, I will say this. I don't think anybody else in the NFC can beat either one of those two teams.
Yeah. I mean,
like, the AFC is wide open, I think, about as wide open as it could be. I still think the Bills are probably the scariest team in the AFC, but the NFC is quite clearly those two teams and then everybody else.
I don't know now, man. You look at the Rams, they're likely going to have to go on the road for three games here. And
yeah, but if the first one is to Tampa or Carolina, okay, big whoop. And then the second one's to Philly, okay, they can beat Philly. They didn't last year because of some snow.
Would you like him to go to a Chicago in the cold or to Philly in the cold? Or just trying to think who else is not Tampa, whatever.
Maybe Green Bay, yeah.
Green Bay, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I would much rather see him at home. Seattle, same way. I mean, Seattle has a better opportunity now if they win one of their next two, I guess.
Yeah, and the Rams have, I think, garbage left in their last 2 weeks, so it's very realistic they could finish with 14 or 13 wins still.
I mean, I just, if you're the Rams, you're just really feeling bad right now that you probably think you're the better team, but you're probably going to have to go on the road. I mean, this seems to happen a lot in the NFC where you have a really, really good team with a really good record that has to go on the road for that week, you know, a fifth seed.
Wild card game,
Didn't they try to change that rule this past year?
I don't know if it was this past year. I think it was a couple years ago. Somebody put a proposal up at the competition committee, the league meetings.
To reseed, right?
To reseed. And Yeah, you wouldn't get a home game. You'd make the playoffs if you won your division, but you wouldn't necessarily get a home game. I think that's part of the reward for winning your division. I don't care how bad you are. If you win your division, a home game.
And honestly, the NFC West has benefited from 7-9 home win games before. So,
and that's going to happen in the AFC this year, too. Like, there's a very good chance whoever the fifth seed is going to have a better record than the fourth seed Steelers or Ravens. Like, it could be the Bills. It could be the Patriots. Could be the Jaguars, even with a better record, maybe, or the Texans.
Jaguars.
Jaggy wires. It was a hell of a game, though, and I'm extremely tired because I stayed up to watch the whole thing like a big dummy, but it was worth staying up for.
And you learned something. You learned something very important in life.
Don't talk shit on Sam Darnold before the game's over. I posted I posted the classic I'm seeing ghosts meme gif of Sam Darnold and said Sammy D is still Sammy D. And then he proceeded to light up the Rams defense in the fourth quarter and overtime to win the game. So I still don't see Sam Darnold going anywhere deep into the – it's Sam Darnold. If they go anywhere in the playoffs, it's because of that defense. That defense is wicked.
Oh, their running back situation's not bad. Their wide receiver situation – I mean, Cooper Kupp made probably the biggest play of the game last night with that – toe drag swag on the sidelines. If he could play even near to his level that he did 4 or 5 years ago, and you got Smith and Jigba's, I think these are the best wide receiver in the league right now. But
all
you know,
all 9 of his catches in the second half and overtime.
You know, honestly, you look at the guy, and you look at Seattle in general, and I would say that you're right. I mean, it's Sam Darnold. Is he gonna turn into Sam Darnold?
I mean, he was Sam Darnold for 3 quarters last night and then turned it on for 25 minutes.
Yeah, it's always the worry that if you're a Seattle fan. I don't know if I'm sold on the Rams either. They seem to
– They went on the road.
They went on the – they're a big regular season team to me.
Yeah, but they went on the road in the division on a short week without Devontae Adams. And they still almost won the game.
And a very tone-deaf Puka Nacua.
Yeah. I saw he deleted that real quick.
Well, that can matter. At that point, what are you going to do? I mean, you know that thing lives forever. Just own it at that point. Might as well keep it up.
Take it from a Twitter expert like Kabooms.
Well, honestly, I mean, it's screenshotted immediately. So,
well, yeah.
Everybody knows what it is.
So, it was a hell of a Thursday night football game. It's actually a pretty good week of football around the NFL. You got games like Tampa, Carolina, which actually, even though both teams are struggling, is a huge game. Green Bay, Chicago, New England, Baltimore, which the Ravens are actually favored in that game. Doesn't make any sense to me. We'll get into our picks a little bit later after we preview the Steelers against the Lions. If you're not going to Detroit for the game on Sunday, next best place to be, Archie's on Carson, Pittsburgh's best place for food, drinks, and sports. 80-cent wing nights Monday through Thursday nights, which we got to get down there for some wings again during the holidays. Sandwiches, burgers, flatbread pizzas too. And of course, always got ice cold iron and IC light on tap waiting for you to wash down the wings and all the other great food with. Get on down there. Say hi to Arch. Tell him Cavalli and Mac sent you. And enjoy yourself, hopefully, with a little time off during the holidays. So, I would suspect no TJ Watt. I would suspect no Nick Herbig.
No.
But Derek Harmon back, I would suspect, right?
Yeah, it's trending that way. You know, if something happens between now and Sunday at 4:25, he should be back. And they could use him, considering what the Lions want to do here and how they run the ball with their two-headed monster. I don't know if Derek Harmon's going to be the – maybe that will finally – I guess we'll get a good view into that stat of 100 yards difference when he's in this week, if he's in this week against Gibbs and Montgomery. So they need him back.
He didn't play Monday, and they shut down Miami's run game.
Well, I think Miami shut down Mondays.
That's a good point.
Honestly, I mean, if that game was closer, they probably would have bopped 150 yards on him, right?
Maybe. I don't – well, yeah. Once it got away in the second half, they weren't going to run the ball anymore. But they kind of gave up on it after the first quarter. It was weird because A-Chain looked pretty – good first few runs, first few series for Miami looked like he'd have some openings. And then while the game was still within striking distance, they just backed off the run game inexplicably.
Yeah. So it's going to be a test on Sunday again. You know, they're going to want to run the ball. You know, you're going to have probably an advantage at one side of the defensive line. If Sawyer's going to start, if it's going to be good against Penny Sewell, I know those two could probably match up physically, but we're talking about probably the best tackle in the world right now. So that's going to be challenging. It's not like Sawyer's going to play every snap. You're going to get Jeremiah Moon out there. You're going to get the Marvin Leal out there. So that could become an issue as well. So I think this is, even though Goff can pick him apart, and Amon-Ra St. Brown's very good, and Williams can take the top off the defense, they got to stop those two running backs. And yeah. I have a feeling Gibbs is going to break one. You know, he's going to get one of those 50. Somebody's going to be out of their gap, whatnot, whatever.
Well, the thing that worries
him, boom, he's going to be gone.
Gap integrity. The thing that worries me is that it's a 1-2 punch, and Montgomery hasn't carried the ball nearly as much this year as the last couple years previous, but they're still frog in my throat. They're still averaging like almost 5 yards a carry. They're third in the league running the ball. And what's weird is the Steelers against good running teams have shut down some of them. You make a good point. Maybe the Dolphins shut down themselves, but they shut down Indy on the ground. They contained Chicago on the ground for the most part, but they got roasted by Buffalo. And even though they beat Baltimore, Baltimore still ran fairly effectively against them, broke off a couple long runs. So, and I don't know if any of that necessarily aligns with the whole Derek Harmon thing either.
I don't know. How not? How do you say?
Well, which
explain
of those
games, yourself.
Which of those games did he play in? Which of those games did he not play in?
Yeah.
So, I will sit here and say that I don't think there's 100 yards on the ground difference between Harmon in and Harmon out. But yeah. I do think it's a pretty significant difference. Like, I believe that when Derek Harmon is in there, they're generally better at stopping the run. So I'm not trying to discount Harmon's presence.
Yeah.
I just think it's still possible to run on them, even with Harmon in there, when you're talking about a group like Detroit.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I mean, Harmon is a pretty – I mean, he's a first-round pick for a reason. I mean, he has enough of a resume in the NFL that shows what he can do. So you'd much rather have him in there than not. I mean, overall, it's just – I think it's a very important game for the Steelers. You know, I mean, obviously in terms of potentially locking up the playoffs early, potentially, or at worst, just keeping that momentum. So they got to really, really go up there and play some of their better ball of the season, I do.
Well, it's an even bigger game for Detroit, obviously, because they're coming off a loss. They are 12-0, I want to say it is, over the last few years, coming off a loss. They don't string losses together.
That's a different team, though, man. This defense is
at its core, it's still a Dan Campbell team. Like,
yeah, it's a Dan Campbell offense, but the defense is missing half its starters.
So here's where I have a question, then, because I thought this was weird. I looked it up. You would think. I'll just a little trivia question for you. Aaron Rodgers has started 13 games. He's played 13 games in Ford Field in his lifetime. Mm-hmm. Most of them against really bad Detroit Lions teams, right? Yeah. 13 starts against the Lions. How many games do you think Rodgers has won?
12.
8. He's lost 5 games in Detroit, including his last 2 as the Packers starter, which is interesting to me because you think back to like, the Motor City Miracle, the Hail Mary, all that. You just naturally think because Detroit sucked for so long and Rodgers was in Green Bay and Green Bay was good for so long that he would have dominated them. But it hasn't really been necessarily a given that he goes into Detroit and wins all the time.
Yeah. But you know me and my past history, like I think it has anything to do with this game. No.
Then what
is the stat? It's just a stat. Who cares?
Then what is the biggest impact on this game? Then is it just Rodgers? Rodgers hasn't strung together, at least in my opinion, 3 really good games in a row yet, as since he was in Green Bay.
Okay, once again, it hasn't happened until it happens, right?
Right.
So
what's the likelihood? You sound to me like you're saying you expect Rodgers could go in there and pick them apart a little bit.
I think he will. I think the way this game's going to be lost by the Steelers is they're going to give up 40 points. It's going to be like 40-39, something like that, you know?
Well, can they win a shootout? That's another question I had written down. Can the Steelers win a shootout against the Detroit Lions?
What's the closest they've come to winning a shootout this year, then?
The Jets?
That was more like a pillow fight shootout.
I mean, that is the highest scoring game they've been a part of this year.
I guess the Bengals, but they lost that one.
Right. So can
the Bears, they lost that one.
That wasn't really a shootout, though.
Well, it was still 60 points scored or whatever the heck it was. I mean, the Steelers are going to score their 28 to 30 points, I think, right? I think on this defense. It's just a matter of, I mean, look at last week when you're talking a team like Detroit. Yeah, they scored 34 points, but they gave up 41. Look how many points they've given up in the past 4 weeks. They've given up 27 to the Giants. They gave up what?
Jameis Giants, too. Those weren't any Giants.
31 to the Packers, 30 to the Cowboys, 41 to the Rams. I know some of those are pretty high-powered offenses, but
okay, so can the Steelers score 40 on Detroit's defense?
I don't know if I would say 40. I think you need some special teams or defensive help to get to that 40 mark. I think they can get to the 30s.
But that's not enough to win it, you don't think?
I guess it depends on what defense shows up. I think if they don't, if they score 31, they just throw the number out there, randomly throw 31 out there.
Okay.
I would probably think they would lose.
It would 34, be close. 31, 35, like, 31.
Yeah, something like that. I mean, they're just a very high powered offense, man. You know that. I mean, lucky they don't have a Laporta or any semblance of a tight end. But you're going at least three pretty good wide receivers, two good running backs, a pretty doggone good quarterback, one of the better offensive lines in the league. They're going to put up the points. And you got a banged up Steelers defense that has to go with Jack Campbell, DeMarvin Leal, and Jeremiah Moon.
This will be the best set of conditions other than the LA game that the Steelers offense has had a chance to perform in, that Rodgers has had a chance to throw the ball in. Yeah. And with that being said, maybe there's an opportunity to put some points up on the board. And they have. I mean, that's the one thing you can say. Let's remove the Buffalo game because that was just a disaster. 28 against Miami, 27 against Baltimore, 28 against Chicago, 34 against the Bengals for what it's worth. They've been able to score recently. And it's... What's weird is it's looked different every week. And I don't know if there's necessarily, I remember talking about this probably, God, 5-6 weeks ago. I still don't know if they know exactly what their identity is on offense, or I guess it just changes from week to week.
I'm just too enamored with the Pittsburgh Pirates trading for Brandon Lowe right now.
He'll be gone at the trade deadline. Don't worry.
I'm just wondering what they gave up.
I didn't see any of it yet. I just saw it was a three-team deal, supposedly, between who? The Astros, the Rays, and the Pirates.
I wonder who's out.
And how old is Brandon Lowe?
30, 31, something like that. 31?
Older than that. But 31? He's on the last year of his deal. And if he's playing well, they'll trade him at the deadline.
Yeah, he's only $10 million, right?
I mean, could be considered breaking the bank for them and their payroll.
Oh, whatever.
Why are you obsessing over the Pirates making a trade in the middle of December?
Well, why not?
Because does it do anything other than rearrange the deck chairs?
Oh, I'm just saying, I think it's funny that they go to Tampa find somebody who's going to add on their roster. Once again, it's all smoke and mirrors by the Pirates. They want to make it look like they're doing something, and you're right. They acquire a guy for $10 million on the last year of his deal that makes it look like they're doing something where they could just dump him or not have to pay him multi-years.
But they were in on Schwarber, Mark.
They're in on everybody. And it's just crazy. It just drives me insane. I mean, because now we'll get the Pirates apologies. Oh, the Buccos are all in. Oh, yeah, kiss my ass, Brandon Lowe.
Then why do you let you see? This is what's interesting to me.
I like watching baseball. Too bad we haven't had baseball in here in 30 years.
I like baseball too. Hey, I saw our guy Tony Bacilli from the Wild Things the other night.
Yeah.
When you actually came out in public, by the way. Which, other side note.
Why don't you say that? Why don't you pop up with that video of you singing?
Because it's terrible. Nobody wants to hear that. You were out in public. You actually showed up.
Yeah, but you see what I did? I went in the back and hid.
You did. It was the celebrity karaoke event down at Mike's Beer Bar. Kaboom actually showed up and then promptly went in the back corner, ordered some wings, and after he was done, he left.
Hey, you know, I did have a couple irons. Did you do the Irish goodbye too?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I did. Yeah. After I was done finishing my IC light, sat the glass down on the bar and just quietly snaked my way out.
I snaked my way. I tried to, but then I ran in for that 7-foot guy. Jesus criminies.
Who was he again?
He was on How I Met Your Mother or something. I don't know.
Wasn't he friends with Shane Douglas?
He has some kind of wrestling event going on. Ned something or another. Ned Rojas or something like that. He is all 7 feet. Let me tell you that.
It was a large human.
Yeah, I think at the convention center they're having a.
Oh, that's next week, isn't it?
Yeah, where they have all these wrestlers
Sting,
come down. Sign. Yeah,
Flair. Who else?
I think he's part of that, and he has something else parting down the strip. It was very loud. It was hard for me to hear.
Ned Rolzma, that's his name.
Yeah, so.
But yeah, credit to you.
Golf, he was a big fan. He was a big fan.
Yeah?
I don't know. Oh, he actually made Darnell Washington look tiny.
He did. It's hard to do.
Yeah, I was out in public. You know, too bad the first person I ran into was Johnny the Barber.
Johnny was on his shit, as they say.
It was hard to maneuver way through there, but I went to where I felt comfortable, right next to the toilet in the corner. I don't think I still have recovered from that night.
Perfect place to sit down and eat.
And you had your own little karaoke song.
Yeah,
I did. Way too much effort into that.
I changed some of the lyrics on Run, Run, Rudolph to Run, Run, Rogers.
Yeah, still a little bit too much effort.
What did you... Some of us actually take pride in our work, even if...
What do we mean pride in our work? Karaoke. You went to karaoke in front of a bunch of Johnny Barbers. Who are you trying to impress?
I'm not trying to impress. It's for me. I wanted to know I did a good job. And I can't sing well, so...
Yeah, too bad that... Harry Callis outdid you. Harry was so nervous. It was funny as hell.
He's a piece of work.
He's a piece of something. Not like you. Harry's a good dude.
Damn. So why do you let yourself get worked up by the Pirates, though? Because,
you know, because it's not more worked up by the Pirates. We know what they are. They've shown us what they are since the nutting era has started. What was it, 20 years ago? Yet every single damn offseason, they're going to win 80 games this year because they got X player or Y player. They're really trying. No, just too much of a pass, man. Too much of a pass. And I, you know what, to bring this almost full circle, but not.
Yeah.
I'm a little worried that the old Penguins are going down this route now. With this new ownership.
They just took control of the team like two days ago.
You got no cash. You don't got no money. That's all you hear about them. No money. No, I have no money. They can barely scrape enough money together to get them buy the team. That's why it's taking so long.
Problem with the
Penguins. Here we go again, part two.
I don't know if right now the problem with the Penguins is ownership. The problem is Eric Carlson.
They have no freaking TV deal. Fenway Group still has it. They have nobody that shows up to the damn stadium or the barn, and they have no playoff money going to be coming in. So I'm a little worrisome right now.
All right. Well, at least they've got a somewhat recent track record of success. It's been a while. But
hey, I'm just saying. I just hope they're not going down the Bucco record. By the way, you can have Brendan Lowe. You can have Derek Lowe. You can have go to Lowe's and buy something. It's not going to make a difference.
Okay. Are you, you complain more about a team that you claim to not care about than anybody?
Oh, I don't know. I want to care about it. That's the whole point. I've done it for 35 years and I will rip them to shreds, but I reserve the right to jump on the bandwagon at any time.
Isn't that convenient?
That's the way I'm at right now. That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at with the Buccos.
Okay. That's
at
fine.
At any point that that's like, okay, I'm back on the bandwagon. It ain't going to be anytime soon, I don't think.
Why are you so grumpy today? Like, we didn't even get up early to do the show.
Because I wanted that goddamn karaoke thing.
It was two nights ago.
Still once.
Why? So grumpy. Come on, it's the holidays, man.
Yeah, that's what does make you grumpy. Oh, man.
Nothing making you happy. Thanks to the friends at Impact HVAC for supporting the show. If you want to get your furnace checked up, now would be a good time, because if you donate a new article of kids' clothing or unwrapped toy to the Foster Love Project while they're there doing the furnace checkup, that'll cut the price in half from $79.99 to $39.99. You can message them on Facebook at Impact HVAC PGH, or just give them a call, 412-297-1852. We appreciate the good friends at Impact HVAC for supporting the show as well. All right, back on track here. Okay.
I'm talking about a power hitting 31-year-old second baseman from a whatever. Go ahead.
Are you done?
Well, you know, got a short porch in right field, so he should at least hit 40 this year.
Just you know, let it go, man. You let yourself get worked up about something that you say you shouldn't get worked up about. You tell people not to get excited. Yeah. Okay, fair. But then you get equally excited in a negative way on the other side.
I get worked up over the people that think that Brendan Lowe makes a difference, you know.
Casey, I didn't hear a whistle after the lateral. Well, I don't think anybody heard a whistle.
By the way, I think Foxy's on his way to freaking College Station is the issue. They're off today, so they got a
traveling.
Doing the live show tomorrow, whatever, the sideline pass tomorrow at noon. So,
well, nonetheless, I think we can still pull off an effective preview of the Steelers and the Lions. We've talked about the Lions' ability to run the ball. You mentioned Goff may be able to carve them up just a little bit. You got Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams. The question becomes, can the Steelers hold them just often enough that they're able to keep pace on the scoreboard? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've come to the conclusion right now there's going to have to be points scored, a lot of points scored. I don't think that they're going to be able to hold them down. I don't.
But so you made a good point, though. Like there was an undercurrent after the win over the Dolphins of, you know, it's an NFC game. Maybe it doesn't matter that much. The Steelers' playoff chances, if they win this game, jump up over 75%. If they lose this game, they drop down to like 50-50 at best. So it does have, you know, NFL.com ranks games by what they call leverage this late in the year, like how much both teams' playoff chances swing on the outcome of the game. This is the highest leverage game on the schedule this weekend, because if Detroit wins, they're up over 45% chance, I think, to make the playoffs. If they lose, it's down under 20%. So whoever wins this game is in a decent spot, even the Lions on the outside looking in, to get in. You lose this game, and all of a sudden, everything feels, in Detroit's case especially, like it's fallen apart in a year where some people had you pegged as Super Bowl favorites. And if you're the Steelers, you kind of, I don't want to say right back to square one, but you're essentially, depending on what happens with Baltimore, essentially right back to knowing you're going to have to play for the division in week 18.
I don't know if that's the case, because I don't know if the Ravens are good enough to be able to beat the Patriots and the Packers in the span of 6 days. And all you have to do then at that point is go and beat the Browns. So I wouldn't quite say that right now. So it would make things a lot, hell of a lot easier if they won this game. But I don't, like I keep saying, I don't even think this is a game that they need to win. I think they just need to play well. They got to keep this momentum going. if they're right in it and they lose on a late 48-yard field goal, and they played well and Rodgers played well and they had some defensive stops, I think that's almost as good as a win. You can't have a Buffalo performance. You can't.
No.
You can't.
And I don't expect that. I don't. Like, I don't expect Detroit to blow them out. I don't. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to see Detroit win. I still think
we're looking at thinking about previous 2 or 3 years Lions. I don't think that team is very similar to this team that's currently going to be out there.
I mean, I agree with the injuries stacked up on the defensive side of the ball for Detroit the way they are. Yeah, the defense, but this team over the last few years has never been predicated on having a sterling defensive performance. They win games because they're able to score 30 week in and week out at bare minimum.
No, they haven't really.
That's why I would almost be more encouraged. Like, you talk about how even if they lose, it just can't be a Buffalo performance, right? The Steelers. I would be more encouraged if they lost this game, say, I don't know, 19-17 or something, than if they lost like 38-35. Because I've come around to believing that the offense can do some things well. If they have a bad week against Detroit, I'll survive it. I'll be all right. What I'd be more worried about is if once again they look like they can't stop the run to save their lives and Gibbs goes off for 3 touchdowns and they lose 38-35. Because they give up 275 yards on the ground.
I would imagine that would be the case, right? If they're going to lose, that's probably what's going to happen. I mean, but we do got to look at the Lions of who did they beat, man? They have not beat a team over 500 since week 2, which was the Bears. And at that point, the Bears were just getting started of what they really were. They've beaten teams like Cincinnati, I mean, Tampa, Dallas, all teams are right at 500 or below 500. They haven't had that signature win yet.
Okay, then why can't the Steelers go in and beat them?
That's what I'm saying. I think we're overvaluing Detroit just a little bit just because of what we've seen from them the past 2 or 3 years and their explosive offense. And that's another. That's the two things. You put that together, you're thinking, ah. Plus you look at the spread, it's like a freaking touchdown. Is there anybody have a higher spread this week than that game?
Yeah, I mean, you've got like the Raiders going to Houston. You've got Buffalo going to Cleveland. There are a couple other bigger spreads. But yeah, it's.
Brian Garrett comes on. He must have missed my rant.
What's he complaining about?
Buckos making a
mega deal. Yeah, no, we talked about it plenty already.
Yeah, let's give up a 26-year-old a 31-year-old that's on, have 2 months with the organization. Great trade. Wait, I thought they had Jared Triolo, Mr. Gold Glove utility guy. What do they need a second baseman for?
Are you done?
Brandon Lowe.
You don't have to react to every comment.
No. Brandon Lowe, I mean, he's going to hit more than 30 because it got that short porch. Remember, man. Short porch.
God. Just let it go, okay?
He brought it up, not me.
I didn't bring it up.
Not you.
Like I said, you don't have to react to every comment that's in the chat.
Well, I just could tell he was late because I already went on my rant.
This is a good point, though, that Yin's Nation made. Steelers really don't have a signature win, to be honest, and the Lions put up 30 in multiple games.
The Colts, I guess, they were 8-1 or 7-1 at the time. Now they suck, so. But at the time, they were very good. Who else was a signature win?
I mean, it wasn't the prettiest at times, but I thought the Ravens win on the road in Baltimore.
Well, everybody picked them to lose the game. I mean, the Patriots is a god darn good signature win, but at the time you were like,
Maybe
the Patriots too. They were already lost to the Raiders. So it's not like too many people were thinking the Patriots were going to be good. They were 1-2 at the time after that loss, but that's turned into a pretty doggone good win.
Should we ask Trey what he thinks of Patrick Queen? I saw him post that on Twitter.
Patrick Queen went after somebody else the other day. I forget who it was. Oh, Neil Kulong. That's who it was. Yeah. Patrick Queen, man. Although I might give you a little hint. He might become he might win an award next week or 2 weeks. Maybe a media award.
Oh, okay. The Chief.
I would have voted. I mean, I think I haven't voted yet, but it looks like he'll be a front runner along with the quarterback, but whatever.
How's that voting work for those team awards?
You say, who do you want? Who you think the Chief award? And you're like,
you don't write it down on a secret ballot and like Dulac goes in the corner and counts them.
You know what? Rutter's the president, but he only has a week left in his until his retirement. So he's pretty much bowed out.
Being impeached.
See, when I was the president, I would fudge the votes a little. I wouldn't fudge them.
What?
I would suggestively sell of who should it be. Hey, you're voting for this guy, right? You know, type of stuff. One time it was the rookie. It was somebody wanted to name Najee Chief Award. I said, over my dead body.
Who wanted to give Najee the?
It was a bunch of them early on in his career, like year one or year two.
I'm really?
Like, I'm like, okay. And I was no way that was going to happen.
Then he turned onions.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, Chris Adamski, the buzzsaw, cost Maurkice Pouncey the Chief Award 1 year.
What happened?
Because Bud Dupree and me got into a little bit of a spat on Twitter. So he thought it would be funny to vote for Bud Dupree as Chief Award winner. So I'd have to present him with. So it turns out that Pouncey lost a vote to, I forget. He would have, if he would have had that vote, he would have won, but it went to somebody else instead. So there you go, behind the scenes.
Wow. So you think Patrick Queen gets it this year?
I would say that's trending in that direction, potentially. Obviously, the Joe Green Award is...
rookie.
Yeah, come on. Who we know who that is? You only have to... Derek Harmon.
Yeah, no doubt.
As I tell Trey all the time, breathe. In the nose, out the mouth. He gets kind of hyper on the...
Like you talking about the Pirates?
Yeah, but he gets out of control. At least I can control myself.
He's passionate, man. You can't control yourself. You're no better than anybody else.
Oh, man. I am a little worried about Dylan Cook this week, though.
Why?
Why? I don't know. Aiden Hutchinson and a guy that's played like 50 snaps in his career. Okay, he was flawless last week.
Mm-hmm.
Now he got some tape on him. I'm just saying. I need to see it some more. Right?
Okay. Well, this is a test, man. Like I said the other day, Hutchinson, I think, is finally starting to come all the way back from that gruesome leg injury. Those kind of catastrophic injuries typically take upwards of a year to actually fully physically recover from. And, yeah, he could create some chaos. And I know how much you value PFF, how we all do around here. But they've consistently had the Steelers line ranked as one of the best in the league over the course of the last, 7-8 weeks. And
rightfully so.
Right. So I think, look, if you're going to have four tight ends on the field at the same time anyway, use those guys to help out, right? Use them to help Dylan Cook or whatever side Aiden Hutchinson is lining up on and give him a chip. Give him an extra set of hands.
But sometimes you can't do that. I mean, that's in theory, that's good, but you just can't consistently do that.
Why so not?
He's going to have to be on an island from time to time. He's going to have to just singly block somebody from time to time. You just always chip. Can't always have the formation strong to that side. It's just not logical, not possible. I guess it's possible, but it's not something you would want to do.
If it's third and two and you got to, that's all you got to pick up to get a first down and you can.
I'm not worried about third and two. I'm worried about third and nine and getting your freaking quarterback killed.
This is my point though. You're kind of setting it up for me here. When it's third and long and it's dead ass obvious passing situation and you know you're going to need an extra second to let routes develop, then you sure as hell can stack up the line on Hutchinson's side.
I mean, a lot of times you can have different formations to that side that prevents that to happen, too. A lot of times D defenses could dictate who blocks who. So, I mean, they're really hell-bent of scheming their way to having a one-on-one with Dylan Cook. They can do that. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying. I just want to see it again. That's all.
No, that's fair. He got one start under his belt. But it looked
I know the other guys can do it.
And he did it against some good pass rushers, too.
Yeah. I'm shocked. But I need to see it more than once before I'm putting him in the Hall of Fame.
Nobody's putting him in the Hall of Fame yet. Calm yourself down. Thanks to Higgins Professional Painting for supporting the program as well. You need painting done, they'll take care of it for you. Interior, exterior. If you own your own business, they'll do commercial and industrial as well. They'll come in the house. They'll give you the color consult. They'll tell you. They may even do wallpaper for you if that's what you want, like Mark wants to do over at his place. Beautiful floral wallpaper in the office. They'll do the drywall repair. They'll take care of all of it. They do a fantastic job. Schedule your free estimate today if you're looking to get something painted or taken care of otherwise in your home. Higgins Professional Painting will get it done and do a fantastic job. HigginsProfessional.com or give them a call, 412-344-0480. Again, we appreciate them supporting the show. Are you ready to make some picks for this week and fall farther behind in the picks competition?
I just picked up one yesterday, so kiss my ass.
You're still 8 games back, Mark.
Once again, here you go, cheating. Somehow I pick up games, but I keep falling behind.
No, you were 9 back going into the week.
Oh, shit.
What'd you do? By the
way, Yens Nation Sports, I always got to take a dump. Oh, did you see my tweet about Scataboo? What the hell is that all about? He's stealing my shit.
He is stealing your dry, wet, dry. We should send him a shirt.
Yeah, if our guy wasn't in jail.
A dry, dry
shirt. I feel bad. I don't know where he's at. Where's Relax Styles? Anybody know Relax Styles? He was always around, and he just disappeared like a fart in the wind.
Nobody knows. Vanished like a fart in the wind. What do you say, Miss Fuzzy Britches? Yeah, you brought this up earlier. Justin mentioned it in the chat. He's way more worried about Sewell against Sawyer than Hutchinson versus Cook.
Well, the thing was that is maybe Sawyer's not going to put pressure on him, but he's not going to get overwhelmed. That's a big human over there, Jack Sawyer. He's not going to get pushed around. If he needs to set an edge, I think he's going to be able to set an edge. Maybe he's not going to be able to create pressure and pressure the quarterback like you normally see from the edge guys, but I think he's going to be able to hold his own. He's not going to get pushed down the field.
No. I love Sawyer, and I think he can hold his own in the run game too. So I'm not nearly as worried about that. Obviously, you'd like to have Watt and Herbig. I do get worried when you're talking about like the Jeremiah Moons and the Marvin Leals out there.
Why do we sit there and we always say, this guy's always hurt. You need to get rid of him. But when it comes to Herbig, we bitch about Highsmith always getting hurt. Herbig's almost hurt every goddamn year, like 3-4 times a year. It's getting to that point where you're like, wait, I mean, you guys want to re-sign him. Okay. Guy's freaking injury prone with these hamstrings over the past 2 years. Why doesn't he get the same energy as Highsmith gets when he gets banged up?
I don't know.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not saying one way or another.
Okay. You going to say that to Nick when you see him? Why you always hurt?
Who the hell did I see the other day? Oh, Rappaport had a report the other day. He said, yeah, Nate Herbig won't likely play. I'm like, yeah, because he's retired.
Yeah, he mixed up the Herbig brothers. I saw that last night.
Did you see that?
Yes. He called him Nate instead of Nick. Rap sheet. He's working. Yep.
He did want Highsmith traded. See, that's why you can't trust Matt.
I never wanted Highsmith traded. You made that up, and now people say it just to piss me off. Mission accomplished. I never wanted
Highsmith. It's sort of like traded. I went to college with Arthur Smith or something, right? Or high school or something.
I love the falsehoods that have taken on their own life in the chat.
It's true, though.
It's one of the best parts of the show. All right, let's make picks. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. I'll probably go undefeated this week and still drop 5 games, according to your math.
Probably, as Justin, don't call me Justine, points out. Mark, make your picks. And yeah.
Even Phil remembers it, you see? Hey, he won the Highsmith traded. I know.
You guys are all over me. Mm-hmm. All right, let's make some picks. You ready?
All right.
To lose? Philly in Washington. Philly wins.
First of all, why don't we get one of these people? Brian Garrett, why don't you write these down? Because I don't trust Mac.
Okay, yeah. You know what? Open offer. Go back to every show where we've made picks. I want to see someone invest this time and chart every pick so that you can double-check my numbers and see that I really am kicking Mark's
ass. Keep him honest. He's on. He grew up in Baldwin. How can you trust him?
The hell's that supposed to mean?
Exactly what it meant.
Okay,
never trust a guy. Never trust a guy from Baldwin. By the way, did you know Aaron Rodgers was? I was having a little conversation with him the other day, and did you know he was recruited by Cal U?
Are you serious?
He goes, "Where'd you go to college?" I said, "Cal U." He goes, "Oh, I got letters from them. I was all excited. I was getting to go to Cal. Then I realized it was Cal U."
No, he didn't.
I swear to God, unless he was pulling my chain. That sounds like 99-2000, right? Something like that, right?
That sounds like something he would say to you just to see if you'd write it, just so he could catch you in it.
Well, I'm not going to write it, but I said it on the air. But no, no, honestly, I swear to God, he said, why wouldn't he? I don't know. I don't know. It's Cal U go West Coast? Maybe he thought sending a guy from California, he would get screwed. He would get screwed up and say, "Okay, I'll go to here." And like, wait a second, it's in Pennsylvania. I said, "Yeah, Harvard on the lawn." All right, good.
He'd have lit up D2, man. Philly.
We talked Shippensburg. He said Shippensburg. I had two teammates that played for Shippensburg. I said, I know one of them.
What John were Kittle. All these dudes from California ending up in the PSAC for?
What are you talking about?
Aaron Rodgers had, you're talking about high school?
Aaron Rodgers had two teammates that played at the
PSAC. Oh, two NFL teammates.
Shippensburg. He had John Kuhn.
John Kuhn.
Long snapper. I don't even know who the hell that was.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
All right, Philly, Washington, tomorrow afternoon. Philly wins. They clinch the NFC East.
Yep. Eagles.
Oh, that was easy.
Washington's 4-10, man. NFC title game to 4-10, 4-12. Unbelievable.
Because their quarterback's hurt. This is a big one. Green Bay, Chicago. In Chicago. Each team could clinch a playoff spot if they win and the Steelers beat the Lions.
See, my mind instantly goes to the Packers to win this game on the road with a little bit of an upset. But I'm picking the Bears instead because I've been wrong a lot.
All right, I'm picking Green Bay because I think if they're smart, they'll stack the box, make it hard to run, and force Caleb Williams to make some accurate throws, which eventually he will screw up. There's a lot of games that suck on the schedule this weekend that aren't even really worth talking about, but Jets and Saints may be the worst of them.
Saints been playing well.
I mean, well is probably a little bit of a stretch. They've been playing Tyler slightly Shuck better than the garbage it. Fire they were earlier in the year.
I don't even know who their running back is. Tyler Shuck, Mr. Kamara. 80-year-old's their quarterback. Kamara's been hurt for like a month, hasn't he?
I don't know. It's the Saints. Nobody's paying attention.
I don't even know. I mean, I guess Olave is still playing. Saying that, they've been able to win. I think give Kellen Moore some credit here. If he actually has some talent on that team, maybe he could be a decent coach. Give me the Saints.
Saints? I'm going to take the Jets just to be different. Buffalo.
I'm already up three games this week.
Sure you are. Buffalo. I'll fix the numbers afterwards. Don't worry. Buffalo's in Cleveland. I mean, what are we doing here? The Bills are rolling.
Buffalo.
All right. This one's actually remotely interesting just from like a car wreck factor. The Chiefs are in Nashville against the Titans.
I don't even know who's quarterbacking for them.
Wentz? Minshew, no. Isn't it?
Minshew. That's it. You're right. Minshew, Wentz, same difference.
Yeah.
Man, Titans are just a god-awful franchise. At least the Chiefs have some talent.
I wouldn't be surprised, though, if Brett Veach, their GM, goes to Andy Reid and says, "Hey, listen, I'm not telling you to completely blow the game, completely boot it, but we'd really like to have a top-10 pick."
How'd that work for Tank for Tua?
Fair point. I'm still going to take the Chiefs.
Yeah.
All right. Chargers are in Dallas. Dallas may be eliminated by the time the game even kicks off, depending on what Philly does. Justin Herbert is just falling to pieces, but they keep winning somehow. If they win, I think they clinch a playoff spot. I think, no, I take that back. They need to win and have the Colts or Texans lose to clinch. You know what I'm here for in this game?
A George Pickens blow up?
Yes. Do you know who?
Teetering on.
Oh, totally. Two down games. And who does he get to line up against a good bit on Sunday? A guy that would know him from practice the last couple years, Dante Jackson.
Guy who has, what does he lead the league in interceptions?
Mm-hmm. You think Dante's not going to be whispering some sweet nothings in George's ear every time he breaks up a pass trying to get inside his head? Yep. I don't like the Chargers to go anywhere in the playoffs.
Here's the thing. They played together a year, and there's a good chance that George Pickens doesn't even know who he is. I mean, it's possible. It's possible.
It's entirely likely. Good point. Still a chance for a Pickens blow up.
Yeah, I think Dallas is going to win this game, though.
Really?
There's a couple teams I just don't think are any good, and I always pick against them, and one of them is the Chargers.
All right. Vikings Giants in a totally meaningless game.
Yes, I still can't believe Scatterboo stole my gimmick.
Copyright infringement.
I should have had the copyright infringement.
Make a pick. Nobody cares about this game.
I'm saying Vikings. McCarthy looked good at times last week. I guess
looked good at times. I guess what a ringing endorsement.
This would have been a hell of a game. It was like 1986.
Oh, no, I'd say more like 90-ish, right? Like Chris Dolman going up against, what, Jim Burt.
That's what I want to see. I want to see the Rams at the Bears, very 1984, 85, like in the NFC Championship game.
Jim Everett against Jim McMahon.
Snowing.
Yeah. Tampa, Carolina. Our Tampa Bay Buccaneers are in trouble, Mark. They're in serious, serious trouble. Carolina's actually been pretty good at home, too.
I'm sticking with my team. I'm sticking with the Bucs. Bucs will clinch it here. No, not clinch it, but they'll have a better chance. I mean, are they tied 7-7 now?
Yep. Both 7-7. They play each other twice in the last 3 weeks.
Give me the Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'm on them too. I don't see Baker going into Carolina and losing. I'm sorry. Cincy at Miami. Oof.
Wow. Nothing like Quinn Ewers, huh?
Oof. What, do you buy into all the hype around Burrow maybe moving on after this year?
I don't know what's going on with Burrow. Looks like he's... It almost looks like not moving on. It looks like he almost wants to retire.
No, he wants to go someplace where he knows he can win, where there's actually a decent team around him.
I don't know. I don't like the Dolphins in this game. I know that.
Going to take the Bengals?
I ain't picking Quinn Ewers.
No, neither am I. So we both got
Cincinnati. Especially when it's like, yeah, I'm just saying you're going to be able to play one game. Way to coach him up there, Mike McDaniel. You know, if you suck, I'm just going to pull you and bring in the – what the hell's his name? Zach
Wilson.
Yeah. He's like, I have no idea why I'm not playing because you stink. It's not that hard. I know they gave you $6 million, but you stink.
Jacksonville at Denver.
Jacksonville at – oh, this is a pretty good game.
Yeah, it actually is.
See,
Denver can clinch the division if they win and the Chargers lose.
I think these are still two phony teams, too.
Okay.
But who's the phonier?
Who's less phony?
I'd say Jacksonville's the phoniest.
Yeah, I got Denver. You too?
Yeah.
All right. Atlanta, Arizona shouldn't even be played. It's totally meaningless. Pick a team.
Man, you never know what team's going to show up for Atlanta. I'm going to give me Arizona just for the hell of it.
Okay, I'll take Atlanta. Vegas at the Texans. Eesh.
Yeah, I wonder who.
Yeah, Houston?
Is Kenny Pickett playing or is Geno back?
Does it matter?
Yeah, that could be the worst. I don't know. I would like to see the Titans and Raiders play.
The Titans and Raiders or the Texans and Raiders?
Titans. We're two worst teams in the league.
Why? No. Why would you want to watch that? Jesus.
I wouldn't watch it. I'd like to see what would happen.
Okay. New England at Baltimore on Sunday Night Football. This doesn't – Baltimore's actually favored in this game by 3 points, which doesn't make any sense to me.
Vegas loves the Ravens. They've loved them for like 3 months now. Am I the only one that watches the Ravens say, yeah, they're not very good? They might have won, what, 4 out of 5, 5 out of – whatever the hell they won, 5 out of 7.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't very impressive doing it. I think the Patriots got the kick in the butt that they needed last week.
Yeah.
Go into Baltimore, which seems like everybody can go in there and whip them. Steelers, Houston, everybody. I think Cincinnati, didn't they go and beat them there too? I don't think playing in Baltimore is such a daunting task anymore. So I think the Patriots – this is big for the Patriots. They got to bounce back, so I think they will.
Yeah, I think they will too. They still got an outside shot at the one seed if they can stay ahead of Buffalo and – catch Denver. How good do you think Vrabel actually is as a coach?
Can't deny his results here. Look what Tennessee. They were a formidable team in Tennessee for the majority of his career there, then just turned to crap after he left. And instantly made a team that stunk for 3 years in New England good. So yeah. Something has to be to it.
It's like he's Vince Lombardi Jr. the way people talk about him. I think he's good. I just don't think he's that great.
That's just those massholes up there. You just hate everything in Boston related because they make you hate them.
Fair. Okay. We both got New England. Monday night game, the Niners in Indy against Old Man Rivers. If the Colts lose, they're not mathematically eliminated, I don't think, but they'll basically be done.
How about that? Monday Night Football turned into a crappy one, but All of a sudden everybody's going to be tuning in because of Grandpa. Grandpa. How many kids do you have? 9, 12, 18?
10, I think.
Yeah, you can't pick against the Colts. You can't pick the Colts to win this game. I told you that about a month ago. I said, this team's not going back to playoffs. And this is when Daniel Jones was still healthy and they're going to be eliminated? If not, they're going to be damn close to it after this one.
All but eliminated, yeah, after this one. All right, we both got the Niners. Finally, let's wrap her up with the Stillers and the Lions in Detroit on Sunday afternoon. You want me to go first or you want to go first?
Well, I don't really care, but I probably have missed the last 5 Steelers games.
Yeah, I've missed a ton of them. I always go the
wrong way. I missed the Ravens.
Well, no, we both got the Dolphins game, right? Hold on.
No, did I?
Yeah.
I think I switched it last moment on the pregame show. I switched it to the Dolphins.
Why'd you do that?
We both
got it wrong again. Or no. You had it.
He doesn't even know.
I got it written down. You had the Buffalo game, right? I had it wrong. Hold on. I'm going back through the picks here.
Boy, you should have -3 for that loss.
You had the Chicago game right. I did not. We both had the second Cincy game right. We both got the Chargers game wrong. What else is here? We both got the Indy game wrong. We both got the Green Bay game wrong. We both got the Browns right. What else? You got the game against the Vikings right. I did not. We both got the win over New England right. We were both wrong on Seattle. We were both right on the Jets. I think that's all of them. I do keep track.
Yeah, in his post-it notes.
Yeah.
You know, this is like 2025. I mean, there's things you can do.
If you prove that you know how to create a Google sheet with all the results posted on it.
AI, these are my picks or whatever. Siri, put these in my notes.
Siri, make sure I win all the games.
Siri, who is Chris Mack?
Chris Mack.
Oh, it just came up as your phone number.
Chris Mack is a former college basketball coach.
I know. Now I got to do this.
What?
Google you, see what comes up.
Okay, Steelers-Lions pick so we can give some stuff away.
My goodness, first person. That doesn't even look like you.
Because it's not.
Oh, we're on Chris Mack. Same hair.
Shut up.
You know Chris Mack, the coach? His wife's name is Christy Mack.
Are you serious?
So it says by the Wikipedia. Steelers lose. Close game, though. I think they do play well.
Okay.
I think it'll be 31-30.
31-30. I got the Lions 35-30. I don't like the fact that they're probably going to get run all over by Gibbs. I don't like that.
You put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything.
The hell is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, that was on Back to the Future when Biff, the not Biff. What's his name?
I don't even remember what you're talking about.
Marty's dad at the end when he wrote the book. He goes, like I always tell you, Marty, and he held up the book. You put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything. So if they put their mind to, by the way, it's not a Bible, it's just athletic thing, but I didn't want anybody to see that.
Too late.
So if they put their mind to it, I guess they can stop the run, but I don't anticipate it.
By the way, Justin, don't call me Justine. I saw your smart-ass comment. Thank you very much.
Oh, you don't have to respond to everybody online.
I don't respond to everyone, but the ones that catch my attention occasionally, I do.
Arm City.
I see like George McFly. All right, you want to give this sweatshirt away? How you want to do it?
I don't know. Whatever you want to do, Biff.
I wish I had a sports almanac that had all the answers in it.
I just like the Biff. What a great name.
It is.
I don't know. Let's think of something here. Is it? How are we doing? Well, you're not doing it online, are you?
We'll do it. We'll do this one live in the comments.
Live.
Sorry, Jessica. And then we'll do a couple on the social media over the next few days, too.
Okay, let's think here. When was the last time the Pirates had a winning record?
What was the question I had cooked up the other day that was a good Steelers-Lions question?
There's no good Steelers-Lions questions.
It is, actually. Hold on. I want to make sure I have this right. I got to Google it.
Boy, great show.
Okay. You ready?
What is Mike Tomlin's record against the Lions? Now what? Go ahead.
There'd be a tie in there somewhere. Don't Google and cheat either, people.
Well, first one goes up. Who cares? I don't really care.
Well, you got a 50-50 shot at getting this right, okay?
Oh, man.
It's going to be more about speed than anything else, all right?
I know.
We all remember the famous 1998 Thanksgiving Day game in overtime, right? When it went to overtime and Bettis called the coin toss and they got it wrong.
Yeah.
All right. What did Buss call on the coin toss? Not what did it end up being. What did Bettis call on the coin toss in the Thanksgiving game in Detroit in 1998?
I would have just wrote heads tails real quick.
Scott Casto got it. He was the first one.
Which
Scott
one?
Casto 5646. I want to make sure he was the first one in. Yes, he was. Heads. There you go. Bussy called heads, and Phil Luckett heard tails.
Oh, he said head tails.
Head tails. So he called heads, and there you go. Scott, you got to reach out to us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. Send us a message.
Is he related to Sebastian Castro, the Steelers safety?
Well, it's Scott Casto, so probably not. But you just won yourself a Shop 412 Mitchell & Ness crew neck sweatshirt. Look at that baby right there.
From the great 412 shop.
Yeah.
By the way, you can go down there. They're right in the south side. You can go down there and purchase anything you want.
You can. It's all waiting for online, too. Shop412.com.
Might not be able to get that for the Christmas holiday. You might have to make the way down to Shop412. And while you're there picking up some 412 gear, head over to Archie's and get some wings.
It's a perfect trip to the south. Literally,
it's like right there.
So, good job, Scott. Get a hold of us on social media. We'll get your info, and I'll do my best to get it shipped out to you so you get it before Christmas. A little 412 days of Christmas gift for you. Or you know what? Someone else do that.
You sure Bussy said heads tails before you screwed this up?
Yeah, I'm sure. He said heads. That was his official call.
Bettis heads tails calls. Jerome Bettis called tails, but Luck and awarded the fall to him, saying he said heads. You screwed this up, Mac.
I did not screw it up.
AI says you screwed it up.
I'm looking at AI too there, champ.
It says Bettis called heads. Wait.
That's what I said. And Luckett heard tails.
No, AI says Jerome Bettis called tails, but Luckett awarded the ball to the line and said Bettis called heads. Uh-oh.
Nope.
You're screwing this up.
All right, here's what we'll do. You ready?
I don't know. Ready? Is that the truth? No, I can't remember now. Let's Hold listen on. To it.
You want to listen to it? Hold on.
My God.
Hold on. Hold on. Heads is the call, Phil Luckett said. There you go.
What?
But here's what I'm going to do.
All right.
Just so nobody feels like they got short shrift, okay? Who's the first person that said tails?
Well, you have to go look.
I'm going back through the chat right now. First person that said tails is going to get something from 412 also. Hoder Bossman.
Oh.
Hold on, let me find something else in the old stash here. Hold on.
Is it going to be equal to the Mitchell and Ness crew neck?
It is. It's very good. Hold on.
Look at this
shelf here. Got a whole shelf of 412 gear that they gifted us to give away to folks. Oh, this is a good one. You ready? Hoder Bossman, you got to message us too on social media, and you get this beautiful 412 hoodie. Look at that.
I like the color.
Yeah. So a double giveaway day today here on Kabali and Mac. What do you think of that? Huh?
Hoder Bossman. I know, because you screwed up. You're like, it's pretty funny that
I didn't screw up.
You had the Bettis as your question, and you screwed up just like Phil Luckett.
I didn't screw up. This is why you're in charge of the trivia questions. All right, you guys got to get a hold of us on social media.
Jesus.
Both of you. We'll get you your stuff for Christmas. It was not. Relax yourself. We'll be back Sunday night after Steelers-Lions. Kaboom will be live from the press box in Ford Field. We'll do a little post game then and talk to Ian's live on YouTube, all the social media as well. Mark's going to go buy a Brandon Lowe jersey now. We'll see you. Enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the game. You're not? You going to get one?
Hell no.